Edmonton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark in Paris. It's the reopening of the towers at the Notre Dame Cathedral 6.5 years after the devastating fire, with President Macron on hand for the ceremony. Across the channel, Thursday in the UK, President Trump held a joint press conference with Prime Minister Starmer, and he was asked about negotiations with the Chinese government over TikTok.
We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms.
While returning to the U.S., the president told reporters that broadcasters that frequently criticize him should lose their licenses a day after Disney pulled Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show from the air. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will continue to consider today whether to change its recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines a day after deciding children under 4 should not get the single shot that includes chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella, recommending they're administered separately. This is ABC News.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Sunnyview Expo Center hosted the 8th annual Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event Thursday. It saw more than 252,000 pounds of rice packaged for Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. The 12-hour-long event featured over 1,200 volunteers coming together to help feed hungry families. It may be hard to picture 252,000 pounds of rice, but Liz Wallenberg, Chief Systems and Strategy Officer at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, broke it down.
Visually, it's about 5 semi-loads full of rice.
She added that volunteer events like this are crucial to Feeding America.
So without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do the work we do in the community. A lot of the food that we have donated, we need it processed by volunteers in order to get it ready to go out to food pantries.
Oshkosh Corporation has sponsored the event for 8 years. Jody Larson is Vice President of Community Engagement at Oshkosh Corporation, and she said they do so out of love for the community.
Part of our values is we are better together. So it's bringing our team and our talents and our time with our community together to make an impact to those facing food insecurities in our community.
The employees of the Oshkosh Corporation are on board as well, from the leadership team on down. Here's Alex Streeter, the Director of Global Trade and Compliance at Oshkosh Corporation.
We've been having it for, 8 years, I think it is. So ever since the first one, I've been volunteering, and it's just a great event to bring everybody together and do something wonderful for the community.
Jake Blizzard, a volunteer and employee of Oshkosh Corporation.
More than anything, we enjoy helping people out.
The food package during the Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event will be distributed to food pantries across Northeast Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season-ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a 3-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Just a stray shower possible late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a little better chance for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 60. A better chance for rain on Saturday. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
There's a lot more that unites us than divides us, particularly hockey. Bill McCoshin, president of the Janesville Jets, will be along. Peter Rapine looks at the weekend review, and Phil Nee on Outdoor Theaters. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Friday morning, September 19th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, catching us by podcast or through the website, or maybe watching us on social media right now, which is concerning to some people. I will explain in just a bit, but thanks for wrapping up your week right here. I got a question for you. Would you like to win some free Brewers tickets? It is the final installment of Free Ticket Friday. And in just a few minutes, less than 15, I will give you the keyword for today, for this morning, I should say, between now and 9 a.m., where you can text us using the Civic Media app, calling up one of the radio stations on the app, using the text feature, texting us the keyword, and I'll let you know about how you can go about winning that with the keyword coming up in just a bit. On this morning's program, we'll talk about Jill Underle, Wisconsin's Superintendent of Public Instruction, not exactly sugarcoating the current environment in her annual State of Education address Thursday at the Capitol. We'll have Kia Vakil from Courier Newsroom talking about some of the week's big stories, along with our Week in Review panel, which has some thoughts on the latest capitulation from corporate media and how it has emboldened Donald Trump to outright threaten the license of broadcasters simply for not liking what they say about him. And we'll ask the panel, what kind of role can journalists and their readers, listeners, and viewers play in pushing back against this latest example of a wannabe dictator doing whatever he wants, including making a mockery of the First Amendment? That coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. In our 8 o'clock hour, for struggling families on lower incomes, there are food banks, but some of those families are also in need of basic household items like diapers. There is a diaper bank in Southeast Wisconsin that is holding a special campaign this week where donations are being matched and doubled. We'll talk to our friend Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good and the Milwaukee Diaper Mission, which also helps women with basic hygiene supplies as well. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will preview her weekend show, and Mike Clemens will get a set for the Packers at Cleveland and the Brewers spending the weekend in St. Louis. First, however, the weather from meteorologist Brittany Merlot says a soaking weekend is on the way for some parts of the state as a slow-moving massive system has moved in, sending waves of rain over the next couple of days. The state forecast for today, breezy and cloudy, on and off rain, maybe some thunder. Highs in the upper 60s up north, mid-70s south, and east wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. For tonight, the rain will be ramping up and could be heavy at times. Lows tonight in the mid-50s up north, around 60 to the south, with an east wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. She'll have full forecast details less than an hour from now, but looking at the radar, you can really get an appreciation of this system. Essentially, it looks to be sitting somewhere over maybe south-central Minnesota right now. And so Wisconsin, Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, most of Iowa, parts of northern Illinois, big old spiral of rain. And it's one of those where, as Brittany said yesterday, it's going to be tough to predict exactly who's going to get rain, you know, when. But it's just a whole lot of spotty rain activity. And so you just have to plan that you're going to be getting some rain at some point or another off and on throughout the course of the weekend. And again, Brittany has further details on that coming up in just a bit. But first, we head down to Madison Studio A2, where we see the concerned face of one Parker Olson. And
concerned.
Yeah. And then Alicia, too. Alicia puts on YouTube, "Ooh, what's in the honeycomb design on your shirt? Okay, be not afraid, people."
I was a little
concerned. I actually do own shirts that do not have plaid designs on them. I do.
Is this the only one?
Very much, because you're going for comfort. Oh no, there's plenty of them. But today, just kind of felt like I could put this one on, which is, it's got a white base. It's a short sleeve, you know, dress shirt. It's got a white base, but then it's got all these, I don't know, hexagons or whatever they are. Kind of has a honeycomb thing, and so it's got a kind of a beach theme. Some of them look like they have little palm fronds in there.
Oh, is that what they are?
Or, okay. Yep. Or just, you know, the colors of the Caribbean, I guess you could say. Oh. So it's a bit of a little festive Friday fun.
Yeah,
with the wardrobe today.
Gotta get styling a little here.
Yeah, I mean, there's many a time where I reach for something like a solid. I've got this solid orange shirt. It's very bright. It's very colorful. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's a bit much.
I appreciate actually avoiding that.
And as I've said before, again, between being a news anchor and being a legislator, I wore, you know, just the standard suit and tie, a lot of different ties, a lot of different suits, frankly, but a lot of solid color shirts for years and years and years. So to be at this age now and have this job now where, you know, the plaid shirt is kind of the requisite uniform, I'm okay with it. You know, I still like to dress up now and then, but
I do like dressing up.
Comfort is important. So, yeah.
No, I am very, very appreciative of how laid back we are here.
There you go. Laid back is it. What's on the docket for this weekend for you?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Going down on Sunday, hanging out with a couple of friends, watching the Packer game. Hoping to have some wings. I hear we're stopping at a wings place, which I'm very excited about.
You're excited about a wings place?
I am more excited about the wings than I am about watching the Cleveland Browns play the Packers.
Oh, yes. Well, okay. Does that include watching the Badgers as well as they take on Maryland tomorrow?
Yeah, that'll probably be part of my Saturday, too. Yeah.
You don't sound too jazzed up about it, though.
No. I can't say I'm exactly thrilled on that one.
And
that might be second screen content.
That's why we got Civic Media here for you. Yeah. We have saved a lot of people. Well, the Badgers have saved a lot of people the time of actually sitting glued to a TV watching the football team.
Yeah.
And basically, Put it on the radio and listen in the background as you do everything else that you want to do. And that's what you'll get as the Badgers open the Big Ten season tomorrow, hosting Maryland. You can hear the pregame starting at 9 a.m. on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. And, of course, the Packers, as Parker mentioned, Sunday, it's a noon game against Cleveland. Pregame begins at 10 a.m. Sunday on stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, Kenosha, and Wautoma. So you'll be watching the Packer game with friends this weekend.
I'll be watching the Packer game with friends. The Badgers will probably be second screen content.
yes,
because
there's a lot of seconds. So you will do two screen viewing of things.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Last weekend, my dad and I, we have the TV in the basement and we have my TV from our room. I brought my TV in my room down to the basement so that we could have two things going. And I'll tell you what, Whitewater plays against the number 6 team in the country tomorrow, and that will be the first TV content while the Badgers are on the other TV, kind of off the corner, not being thought about nearly as much.
I'd be curious to know what percentage of the population is used to watching two screens at once. And how often they do it. And I mean this in both the TV way and the social media way. For example, I mean, I'm very much a dual screen watcher. Let's say the Academy Awards. Yeah. And then on the other screen, I'm either watching, you know, social media comment on things, or I'm yapping back and forth with my friends about it. Yeah. But then there's the dual screen, the TV stuff. Mm-hmm. Last night being a perfect example. As often happens on Thursday, we go to our local watering hole and meet up with some friends and neighbors there. But this particular bar, like a lot of places, does not have, they depend on Dish or one of the other places that does not have an agreement with FanDuel Sports, formerly Bally, formerly FSN or whatever the heck it is, because that group has been at an impasse with Dish Network and other things for years now. And that's why I could never have something like say a Dish Network, because I mean, if you can't watch the Brewers, why bother? So while a lot of people are watching the Cubs and the Reds up on the TVs, because they were part of a national TV game on Fox last night, other folks are gathered around me
on your phone,
on my iPhone, because I've got the Spectrum on there. I just turned that puppy sideways. I set it on the bar in front of me and I had people watching there.
Yeah. You and I are the same, Pat. We used to do that a lot while we were eating dinner in Whitewater. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep. So there's a lot of dual screen stuff. Now, speaking of that Brewer game, Quinn Priester starts the game last night.
It's perfect.
Perfect through four innings, 12 men up, 12 men down, including six straight strikeouts to begin the game. And he still got a no decision in this one. Yeah. Which was really rough. The Brewers would eventually come back to win. And that's the thing. Even though you got a no decision, when Quinn Priester is pitching, whether he gets a decision or not, the Brewers have won 19 in a row. Yeah, when you start the game like that, that really helps.
Yeah, you know? It's pretty helpful. I think I read yesterday that if the Brewers get one more win with him starting, it'll tie a Roger Clemens record of 20 wins when they pitch. Yeah.
That would be cool. Yeah. And Christian Yelich, he's not doing so bad. He hit RBI number 100 yesterday, 100 runs batted in. First time he's done that since 2018, when he had 110 ribbies and was named the National League MVP. So here he is, triple digits. Once again for him. So, that comeback from back surgery. I'm one of those. I was one of them with the back surgery. I thought, well, that's it. You know, vaya con Dios. Have a good retirement. I was wrong.
I'm glad you were wrong, Pat.
I am too. Very much so. Jacob Mizorowski will start tonight in St. Louis, and that will get us going on a three-game weekend series for the Brewers against St. Louis, and the pregame will get going at 6:40. On stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, and Hayward. All right, while we're talking baseball, let me give you the keyword for this morning. Here's the thing. There's only one homestand left. It's next weekend when Cincinnati comes to town. And so for Free Ticket Friday, you have a chance to win four tickets to the game next Friday night when the Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds. So get that Civic Media app out and get set to text us this keyword until 9 a.m., blue, like the color, B-L-U-E. Text us blue, and you will be in the running. There will be more keywords throughout the weekend, more keywords throughout the day, and so more chances to enter, and then one of the day's entries will be chosen at random to win those tickets. All right, very quick, because we're going to have Kia Vakil coming up next, and then today's history lesson. Just a quick note that Dr. Jill Underley, the state superintendent of public instruction, held her State of Education address yesterday at the Capitol, as reported here by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Cleo Krejci. And the poll quote out of it is quite simple. This year, the biggest schoolyard bully in our public schools is our own federal government. She was talking about the hostility that the Trump administration and the Republican Congress has. And frankly, with Governor Tony Evers stepping back, look for Underley to be in a secure position to give the most unvarnished review of how the legislature is treating our children and undermining our public schools. She criticized the use of the U.S. Department of Education funding as some kind of a bargaining chip. And of course, she came back to the near generation of shortchanging our public schools by the legislature, forcing school boards to ask local taxpayers to hike their own property taxes just to cover basic operating costs as the legislature passes the buck. Underley had a lot more to say. We are going to hear about it from her directly next Wednesday in our weekly hometown segment at 7:30 from Dr. Underley. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub. They're back with all the familiar recipes you crave. This week's special, 16-inch specialty pizza and six traditional wings for $29.99. Mention code CIVIC29 for a coupon on any order, delivery, takeout, or dine-in. Specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub, 2407 Jackson Street, open 7 days a week for dinner, and they deliver up to a 20-minute radius from their location. Zaroni's.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets available now. Secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season and get a 2025 regular season Brewers game free. Plus, full or half season plans of two or more seats get a custom Brewers starter jacket. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at SCORE.org.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
All right, let's get into it. Part of our week in review, as we do Fridays here on the show, with Kia Vakil, Courier Newsroom's national political editor, joining us back home in Los Angeles. Kia, hello. How are you?
I am well, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. Past couple of weeks, you've been on, I was going to say on the road. Well, no, it wasn't the road. You were in the air. You were overseas. Yes. You were over in Europe. Where was it? Vienna and Munich were the highlights?
No, I went to Berlin, Vienna, Prague, and Krakow. Okay. I was abroad for a little over 3 weeks, and I haven't traveled in a little while, and I just wanted to do some travel and take a break from the state of the news.
I'm very much an advocate of travel and getting away from the headlines for a while, because you got to plug back in. You can't unplug full time. And that's always my biggest fear, is that too many people have unplugged and said, well, you can't change anything anyway, even as, you know, the First Amendment is being shredded and things like that. So now that you're back, let's get into things here. And boy, last week, I would have said the overarching theme, because of the Charlie Kirk murder, was this wrestling of how do you talk about the legacy of somebody with so many negatives and yet be against political violence. That to me seems to be a distant memory now, because the tour of vengeance that Republicans have gone on have now taken us onto a completely different plane of freedom of expression versus what wannabe autocrats want to do. That seems to be the overarching theme this week to me anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they're completely shredding the First Amendment. And any arguments that Trump, J.D. Vance, all these guys, top to bottom, right-wing activists have made about free speech or paid speech or freedom of expression, you know, turned out to be total BS. And that's not shocking to me. And to be clear, there are some voices on the right who are principled and, you know, pushing back on this just all out assault on teachers, college administrators, college students, airline pilots, journalists, political pundits, people, everyone who are saying things, you know, that are, you know, maybe ugly and celebrating Kirk's death and that I find distasteful, to folks who are quoting his own words and just posting that they didn't like his views and, you know, condemn his death, but didn't like his views. All those people are getting doxxed, fired, harassed, investigated by the government, from Texas to Ohio to Virginia, all over the country. And it's a modern day McCarthyist Red Scare. It's cracking down on people's freedom of speech. You can disagree with that speech. And look, I'm not going to pretend like the left has always gotten that completely right either. You could probably point to some overreach, but we've never seen anything like this under Democratic leaders, where they're using an arm of the state and working with really extreme activists online to harass and target and essentially encourage people to snitch on others for their posts online. And it's extremely ugly. It's extremely concerning. And then even worse is we now have corporations who are censoring, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel, his late night show being pulled off the air, whether it's, again, reporters being fired or benched or whatnot, or companies that are just afraid of how to cover this in terms of not engaging with his views or whitewashing them. It's terrifying, the moment we're in. This is the sort of thing I read about in history books growing up and being like, oh, gee, I'm glad we're past that. We turned out, you know, we're not past it. It's roared its ugly head, reared its ugly head again. And, you know, I think most Americans probably think this is too far and find this to be, I think most people broadly don't like political assassination, don't think he should have died, maybe had a lot of people disagreed with him, a lot of people agreed with him. But I also think most people do not think this crackdown is appropriate. But that doesn't really matter. We're not in a majoritarian country anymore.
No. And when you mentioned McCarthyism, again, being from Wisconsin, who'd have thought we'd a lot of us would have thought we'd have the next McCarthy coming from Wisconsin, that in Derek Van Orden. But of course, you monitor, you know, all the Courier newsroom outlets around the country. And so while he may be very special for the hundreds upon hundreds of tweets that he's put out, I'm sure that in plenty of the other states, like you're hinting at, there are members of Congress or other elected officials who I think in an equal measure, history will not be kind to when we look at, you know, defending our freedom of speech in this country.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's Governor Greg Abbott in Texas celebrating the firing of teachers, college professors, students being expelled because they made like a distasteful video. Again, like these are public institutions. They are covered by the First Amendment. Those are lawsuits waiting to happen. Oh, yeah. They're going to get sued for a lot and they deserve it. You know, if and when the courts still uphold the First Amendment, which I think depending on which courts you wind up in, some will and some won't. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, for as far gone as the Supreme Court is, you know, if you essentially say the First Amendment doesn't apply, then you're asking for something much uglier than what's happening, right? You're asking for people pushing for a new constitution, a constitutional revolution. Like, you can't say the First Amendment doesn't apply. And that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Although perhaps the most chilling thing I would have heard all week, you just uttered when you dropped the little phrase, depending on which court you go to. You never thought you'd have to say that about First Amendment rights in this country. This week was supposed to be about other things. We are still careening toward another government shutdown. The budget hasn't been resolved. The Epstein files remain covered up. I mean, there's still actual work to be done in D.C., and I'm betting you're going to say very little progress was made on any of it this week.
Yeah, no, the government shutdown we're barreling towards in a little under 2 weeks. At this point, I'd put money on the fact that it's going to happen. You have Republicans who have no interest in negotiating, even though they need Democratic votes. You have Democrats who are sort of on the same page, but not, you know, not exactly presenting a like really strong argument. So it's just a mess.
There will be a lot to cover over these next couple of weeks. And we, again, now as the Courier staff grows and the team grows, we'll have Cam Stevenson coming from Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, every Tuesday for us, and Kia Vakil helping us wrap up the week on Fridays. Kia, thank you as always for everything. Glad you're home safe. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Back with today's history lesson in just a moment. You're up north.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Wisconsin corn growers have seen rust in the past, but a new type of rust could be costing you yield this year. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Rust has forced the harvest along in states like Nebraska, South Dakota, and now it's showing up in Wisconsin cornfields. Chad Stoudinger is a regional agronomist with Dairyland Seeds, and he explains why this rust is different than what many Wisconsin farms have encountered in the past.
Southern rust came in from Mexico, basically, and blew up to this portion of the U.S. this year in some storm events in early spring. So it brought a new disease here. And so it mimics common rust, except that it's much more intense. It can shut down whole plants very quickly. It loves hot weather, hot heat and humidity, so above 77 degrees in humid conditions, which we had a lot of. Thankfully, in eastern Wisconsin, I don't think the impact is going to be yield limiting, but if we move to other parts of the state, it definitely is.
Chad Stoudinger is a regional agronomist with Dairyland Seed who's been observing this southern type of rust, and it could impact the harvest pace of Wisconsin farm fields. Might want to check in with your agronomist and see what their advice is. My advice on a Friday morning, if you're watching the markets right now, not bad.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey,
like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday in Chicago. 40-pound block cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 168 and a quarter, while the AA butter dropped a half to 180 and a half per pound. October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning up 6, 1751. November's up 16, 1715. Right now, December corn is up 3 at 426. November beans up 6, currently at 1043. July new crop wheat, penny and a half higher, stands at 565 a bushel. Currently, that's just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a finally Friday trade session. More news anytime you want it, plus podcasts at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Just a stray shower possible late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a little better chance for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 60. A better chance for rain on Saturday. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right.
Oh, today's history lesson, we start with Brooke Benton. Or Greg Bach doing his best, Brooke Benton.
A rainy night in Georgia.
Brooke Benton born this day in 1931. He had several R&B hits in the 50s and 60s. He actually put 50 songs on the Billboard charts as a singer or songwriter, but then he had a comeback hit in 1970 with Rainy Night in Georgia. Listen. I could listen to that voice. Here we go. Listen to this.
Neon signs flashing.
Come on.
Taxi cabs and buses passing through the night.
All right, I'm done admiring singers for the moment. Aww. Here's Greg Bach. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing well, man.
Hey, there we go.
For the show and talk about musical memories.
There.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
All right. Ooh, you got any big plans for the weekend?
No, not really.
Good. I love hearing that.
Yeah. Honestly, like I'm thinking because, if the weather is handling itself, I'm going to try to do some stuff out in the yard and kind of start to wind those projects down. But if not, then I'm going to sit and hang out with my wife and my dog.
Always fun to do, you know. Let's see. I'm supposed to ask Tony asks if you're still using your CPAP machine and how you're feeling.
Oh, good Lord. Of course I am. I use it every. Here's the thing is, if I don't use it, it's because I've fallen asleep and I didn't get a chance to put it on. But it is a part of the every night experience.
Very nice.
Very important.
Samesies. Thank you.
Good. Good.
You guys, you're good sleep.
Yeah. On this day in 1796, George Washington delivered his farewell address. On this day in 1982 was the first documented use of emoticons, which was simply a smiley face made with a colon and a dash and a parentheses. And it was used on the Carnegie Mellon University bulletin board system. Because apparently nobody thought to do that on a typewriter.
I mean,
I'm calling BS on that.
I don't like the hyphen for the nose. That makes me a little uncomfortable.
Well, that's because you see young kids like you grew up in this era where emoticons, I mean, you get the whole emoji. It's animated, like the little face winks at you and everything. Back in our day, we just had to type a colon and a dash and a parentheses. And that was all we got. That's all we got for choices.
Colon, parentheses. That's where I stand.
Oh, okay. Just don't want the nose. You're anti-nose.
I'm anti-nose.
Or you just... Your nose. You just type in the... You type in the letter, I'm smiling at you right now, which is very weird.
I just type out laughing out loud. Yeah. And everybody knows what I'm talking about.
I send a voice note of me laughing.
Let's go to 1960, 65 years ago today. The number one song was by Chubby Checker. That song had some staying power. It came up the charts again 2 years later. It would become the first single ever to hit number one two different times, probably because it's the only dance most of us can do. It's just swivel your hips, bend your knees.
He's got Let's Twist Again, the twist,
yes,
slow
the peppermint
twisting
twist, yeah,
the
yep.
peppermint twist.
Oh,
he's,
yeah,
he has a lock on the twist based economy when it comes to music.
The twist based economy, yeah, you ride that horse until it can't run no more. Yep,
yeah.
Good for him. On this day in 1893, New Zealand became the first country to grant all women the right to vote. Happy birthday to singer Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers.
He is 85 years old today. Talk about singers with deep voices. So Bill Medley and the late Bobby Hatfield formed the Righteous Brothers. Bill Medley grew up listening to Ray Charles, Little Richard, and B.B. King. In fact, the term blue-eyed soul was coined by a Philadelphia DJ to describe the sound of Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield.
Wow.
And Medley said the name Righteous Brothers came from a group of black Marines at the El Toro base who liked their style and referred to them as Righteous Brothers. Here's the thing about Bill Medley. He just turned 85 earlier this year as an 84-year-old. He released his latest album. He's still recording albums.
God, I've done nothing with my life.
Well, no, hang on, Greg. This might be awful. We don't know. Is this a good album? No.
Why would you say that about an 85-year-old music legend?
We have already talked about how some of the guys have to hang them up, and they don't hang them up. They still tour. I'm just saying.
This just in, Parker hates old people doing music.
I would like to write my formal apology to the FCC.
Yes,
I understand.
Please, before we get yanked here, you know? You upset an old white guy. You're in trouble now, pal.
Topical.
All right. Greg, I'm going to play from this next birthday. I'm just going to ask Parker to start the music. Parker's moving around. Is there a mouse running around your feet? What's going on there?
Honest to God, I'm pretty sure a spider was just crawling up my leg.
I don't even know how to respond. You almost jumped up on the stool like in the cartoons when there's a mouse in the house and lift up your house dress.
Okay, I'm sorry. You want the song now?
As I was saying, Greg,
yes.
I'm going to have Parker, now that he's composed himself, play this next one, our next birthday boy. And I just want to see if you can, how long it takes you to guess who this is based on the guitar stylings and then the singing. So, Parker, hit today's birthday boy. Sure. I give it just a second. Wait for the lead guitar here. It's about to come in. There we go. Now, if I tell you it's Chic, does that help?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Nile Rodgers.
Nile Rodgers is 73 years old today, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was with Chic, then he became a legendary record producer. His records have sold more than 500 million copies. Mm-hmm. Now Rodgers is 73 today.
He's still amazing.
Yeah. I have not one, not two, but three notes here about the year 1970. It was on September 19th, 1970, that Diana Ross, after leaving the Supremes, got her first number one solo hit. Parker, you got to hit the button here. I'm pointing at you.
He's looking for the spider. He's looking for the spider.
There ain't no mountain high enough for Parker to get up and away from the spider.
Man, that FCC joke really came back to bite me quick. I didn't know they could send in spiders.
Just like the spider.
Yes, but a bump. Okay, so there's Diana Ross with Ain't No Mountain High Enough, her first solo hit this day in 1970. Also on this day in 1970, again, we're back to doing series premieres here, the premiere of The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh.
And I didn't know whether we wanted to do a sing-along, Greg. You know, who can turn the world on with her smile? Let's see. And happy birthday to Freda Payne. The singer is 83 years old, and she had a 1970 hit, Band of Gold. Happy birthday to Trisha Yearwood, who turned 61 years old today. If she and Garth Brooks been married now. Boy, I bet that's...
I think like 10, 15 years solid.
Yeah.
Good for them. Or as he refers to himself, Mr. Yearwood. I love that.
Mr. Yearwood, yes.
Let me see. How long have Garth and Trisha been married? I love that, Google. Thank you very much, Google. 19 years, almost 20 years.
Good for them. That's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Right. All right, there you go. Longer than I thought. Good.
Here's another birthday today. Jimmy Fallon is 51 years old today and still employed, at least for another day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah.
On this day in 1985, you remember this one, Greg, when Tipper Gore and other political wives formed the Parents Music Resource Center to get labels on albums that had explicit language.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Frank Zappa, John Denver, and others testified at congressional hearings about obscenity and rock music.
D. Snyder
as well. That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's why you have labels, is because Al Gore's wife and others said we got to slap a label on these things.
And they fought it tooth and nail, and they really, like, it was a big deal. And then what they come to find is that when you put the labels on the records, it would sell more.
Exactly. They figured that out. Like, they stopped fighting it. We're like, okay, this will work. Yeah, sure. We'll put a label on everything. On this day in 1987, The Grateful Dead hit number 10 with Touch of Grey, their only song to hit the top 10 on the Hot 100. On this day in 1989, a new series began with Neil Patrick Harris as a teenage physician. That's right. Doogie Howser, M.D., premiered this day in 1989 on ABC and is still around. Neil Patrick Harris, he's got some staying power.
Absolutely. Well, he went away for a while. Everyone's like, oh, who's he? And then he came back. We're like, oh, we love him. It's always what happens.
Yes.
There's a star. They're amazing. We love them. We're sick of them. We say no thank you. And then we act like we never saw them. And then we're like, oh, my gosh, where did you go? And they're like, yeah, you stopped booking me. So also,
that's on you.
Two things. I feel like if you took a picture of Parker when he was younger, like he was 12, he would look very Doogie.
Oh, very Doogie. Yes. Yeah.
Also, Parker, there's a spider on your shoulder.
Greg? Shaking in my boots here.
One more tune here. On this day in 1999, the Chicks became the first group in the history of the Billboard 200 album chart to have a country album debut at number one with the album Fly.
Yes.
Fly not only had this song, Cowboy Take Me Away, it had Goodbye Earl, If I Fall, You're Going Down With Me, Ready to Run, and Sin Wagon.
I'll
listen to that album front to back.
Yes, I was going to say, I love all of the Chicks' music. I celebrate their entire discography, but I think Fly may be a perfect album.
Oh, without a doubt. And And no wonder it debuted at number one. They were riding a wave of popularity, and people took to that album right away. Yeah. On this day in 2011, one of those TV things that you don't know if it's going to work or not, Ashton Kutcher debuted on 2 and a Half Men, replacing Charlie Sheen. And it worked. It hung around for, like, I think, 4 more seasons.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a weird show.
And 1 year ago today, Shohei Ohtani created the 50-50 club. He became the first player in baseball history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a single season. That guy's better than you and me and everybody else who's never played baseball.
Yeah, but the Brewers swept them.
They can't take that away from us.
Nope.
Today is National Butterscotch Pudding Day. I haven't had butterscotch pudding since I was like 10 years old.
Wow.
This is both Concussion Awareness Day and National Overthinkers Day. Coincidence?
Of course.
I don't know. I don't know.
Wow. That's,
and finally,
that's a real thinker.
It is a real thinker, yeah. And finally, Greg, it is National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I bet you there's pirates who talk like me. Just like, hey, guys, would you like to go plunder the booty over there? We'd like to get some...
I knew Greg was just not gonna go along with this.
We're gonna steal this ship and all its wares. And frankly, I don't like the misrepresentation of me in TV and films. Thank you very much. I may be a pirate, but I'm also a person.
I'd love just him go, hey, you guys, we're taking over your ship. Okay.
Hope let me squeeze past you.
Here as we walk.
Hey, my name is Bluebeard. I'm here to take your stuff. Yeah.
Craig Bach, you can hear him on Matt and Air on Air weekdays 9 to 11, right after this program on the Civic Media Radio Network. Much more ahead in the next couple of hours of these mornings with Pat Quaitlow, powered by Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are we going to listen to this for a full minute, Pat?
Oh, no.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Imagine if you could obliterate all the mental blocks that hold you back. Too good to be true, right? David and Gina of Workwell Hypnosis help their clients leave bad habits, self-doubt, and internal turmoil behind. They cover a large number of common issues: smoking, overeating, work-life balance, low self-esteem, virtually anything holding you back. Workwell Hypnosis can unlock a better version of you. Transform your mind and your life. Get to workwellhypnosis.com to schedule a quick, easy call to learn more. Your future looks incredible.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Lisa Hale, Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief and news reporter for WISS. Today I am joined by Sadie Ingenthron. She is with the City of Oshkosh. She's the Marketing and Fund Development Coordinator. I got that right, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sadie, you're joining us today because there's something really fun, and I do mean really fun. I've never seen a kid not love this type of activity. Coming up this weekend in Oshkosh at the Leach Amphitheater, it's Touch a Truck. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're going to have Touch a Truck out at the Leach Amphitheater on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's really just an event for people to come out, very family-friendly, bring your kids, check out all the trucks. There's going to be 25-plus different types of trucks, fire trucks, garbage trucks, diggers, and things like that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this just isn't coming to see the fire trucks. This is coming to see all the cool things.
Yeah, all sorts of trucks. Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a kiddo who likes to get outside and maybe in the backyard with their toy trucks digging, this would be the perfect opportunity for them to come.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's just a really great opportunity for families to get up close and personal with all the different types of trucks and meet the people that operate them and kind of form those connections with community members.
Oh, so. That sounds really, really nice. So you've got as you said, dump trucks, garbage trucks, fire trucks, all the people from these different businesses are coming together. Is there a charge to bring the kiddos in?
Nope, it's totally free. There will be different types of concessions that you can purchase, and there will be food trucks, but all admission and the different activities we have planned are all free.
Why is the city putting this on?
So the city puts this on every year, really just a way to connect with those people who are operating these types of trucks. It gives kids a hands-on experience. We know there's a lot of kids that love trucks, and also just is a free thing that we can offer the community. You know, we love to be able to offer these types of things for community members to come out and enjoy themselves and create connections. So
it is a good way to create connections, like you said, but it's also, and I think this is one of those fun little things that maybe parents don't realize, it's also planting the seeds for future growth in
Definitely.
Kids. You know, they see these trucks that they love so much, whether it be a fire truck or a garbage truck or a big, you know, mover, whatever those trucks are called, you know what I mean, that move all the dirt. The kiddos are like, that's what I want to do when I grow up. And I think that's one of the things that's beneficial for this type of activity.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's kind of like paving the way for the future, planting those seeds. So
absolutely. Yeah, I like that. So this is happening, as you said, Saturday.
Yes.
And it's at the Leech.
Yes.
What time is it again?
It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Is there anything that people need to bring or that any need to be aware of? Is parking going to be difficult at the Leech? Is there anything like that that they need to be aware of?
No, the Leech has a great parking lot, plenty of space available. So you can park right in there and free entry. So walk on in.
Are the trucks going to actually be like near the stage of the Leech?
Yep, so they're going to be right inside the gates, you know, where all the concerts take place and stuff.
So, So they're not even going to be in the parking lot. They're going to be in the Leech Amphitheater.
Yes, they'll be inside, yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. Is there anything else about the activity or about the event that you want to mention that we haven't hit on?
There's going to be other free activities going on throughout, such as bounce houses and little games. We'll have a remote control racetrack, a dump truck sandbox, and some little kiddie vehicles that kids can ride on as well.
I love that. I have to say, this reminds me a little bit of a TikTok, of all things, a TikTok I saw recently that was a grown man playing with little remote control diggers and was actually, you know, digging and moving truck. He was just playing with toys. So this is also something for the adults, I think, as well.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I have to plug that we are still accepting volunteers for the event. So if you are interested in signing up to volunteer, our Facebook page has a post pinned right at the top, and you can click on the link there to sign up.
Is that the City of Oshkosh's Facebook page or is
the
Leech
Amphitheater Facebook page?
The Leech Amphitheater Facebook page. Okay. Great. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. And I know you're going to have great success Saturday for Touch a Truck at the Leech Amphitheater from 10 till 1, correct?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Once again, you can visit the Leech Amphitheater Facebook page and get information on the event and how you can volunteer for Touch a Truck in Oshkosh. It's Saturday from 10 until 1. Speaking of the weekend, here at WISS, we have a phenomenal weekend show called New Wisco Weekend. It's a radio news magazine that covers the things that make Northeast Wisconsin an amazing place to live. Our stories can be fun or serious. Feature, and hard news. This weekend's show theme is all about fall activities, self-care, cancer awareness, and more. It's Prostate Health Month, and our cover story comes from Terry Barr, who talks with a prostate cancer survivor who decided he would celebrate turning 70 this year by running 7 5Ks across the state. It's also NICU Awareness Month, and we have a story on a new program for NICU nurses from Savannah Tomei Olson. On the fun side of things, our opening feature celebrates Miniature World Golf Day on September 21st. We visit an indoor miniature golf course, and we have a lighthearted commentary from Amanda Nimmer and, of course, Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week. Every week on New Wisco Weekend, we have a feature musician to wrap up the show. It's a great way to round out your week, get reset, and get ready for the next work week. New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 11 on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. You can also find it on the web at civicmedia.us. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
For real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, be sure to subscribe to the Valley Focus podcast on our website, WISS.FM. While you're there, you can find out what's going on in our community by heading over to the events tab. That's WISS.FM/events. You're listening to Valley Focus on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WISS Oshkosh Appleton.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after President Trump called for broadcasters who criticized him to lose their licenses, his retribution continues, says ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
This is a major escalation of the president's effort to get retribution against his political rivals. ABC News has learned that President Trump is expected to fire a top federal prosecutor for failing to file criminal charges against Letitia James, somebody who is obviously very high on the president's enemies list.
James, the attorney general of New York, who prosecuted the president in that state. Today, the president also expected to speak with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. TikTok at the top of the agenda. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will consider changes to the hepatitis B vaccine recommendations today. Thursday, the panel voted to split the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox vaccine into two shots and not be administered to children under age four. This is ABC News.